Amen. Thank you, church. You may be seated.
Amen. Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful beginning to a service. I'm the novice. I'm the new guy. I did not fill out a guest card this morning. But Rose asked me to. And Ruby asked me to. I'll get the names eventually. But thank you for all that you've done and bring for your committee. And I appreciate the committee. It was an excellent committee to work with. Evidently, I jumped through all the hoops because I'm here this morning, okay? And we're going to have the opportunity of sharing ministry together. That will be a good thing. I need to ask you for your prayers for me, for the staff, as I kind of get my feet on the ground and learn who you are and become part of your fellowship. I want to be part of a fellowship of friends. I'm your friend, okay? And I want to say this, that I will give you my best. I've come under the call of God to serve you in these days, kind of as a bridge between Brother Tom and the new pastor that will come. And look, I'm standing in the shadow of Brother Tom. 36 years of ministry in this place, and I cannot fill his shoes, okay? But if you will pray for me, I will pray for you, and listen, I will love you.
Amen.
I know Tom loved you. And if you could just share a little bit of that love that you had for Tom with me, we'll fall in love with Jesus together, okay?
Amen.
And we will move forward. Now, how many of you will pray for me?
Amen.
Oh, praise God. How many of you are here for lunch? Wow. I thought we were going to have a good day today. Well, I have a timer. I don't know that that means anything, and they've reset the clock up there. So if you want to, and you have your phone, pull it out and set it for noon. Okay, let it go off. It's not going to stop me. But we're on a journey together, okay? Let's pray, and then I'll get started. Father, I'm here. You're here. And we're all here with you. You promised that where there's two or three gathered in your name, you would be in the midst of them. So God, your name is powerful. And we gather in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that pulls down all strongholds. So God, would you please send your spirit to work in our hearts, to work in this place, that when we leave here today, we know that we have spent time with you. In the name of Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Savior of Sinners. Amen.
Amen.
Well, if you will take your scriptures and turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. Some of you were here, I think it was way back March the 17th when I came on a Wednesday night and I preached to you and I gave a message based on the Beatitudes and what God was doing in my life and teaching me, and I'm nowhere near I ought to be. And these things keep bothering me because this is supposed to be my lifestyle and your lifestyle, and I'm still learning. But taking them as a whole, it's hard. And so I have to concentrate on one at a time. And about the time that I think I've made some progress on one of them, I come down here and I read verse 13. In chapter 5, verse 13, it says, "You are the salt and the light of the world." Wow. Based upon what? Based upon those Beatitudes. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be trodden out and trampled underfoot. That's kind of sad when the salt loses its saltiness. And then he goes on and he states the same thing in another way. These are the words of Jesus now. This is the teaching of Jesus. This is probably in the setting of the orientation for the disciples because the disciples have been called. They're together. This is Jesus is saying, I'm laying down what ought to be part of your life for the rest of your life. And what I'm giving you, you've got to give to others. And so he repeats it with a different way. He says, you are the light of the world. A town that's built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a lampstand, And it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. What does that mean for us? Several years ago, Cheryl and I, my wife is not here. We have a ministry at Chet's Creek Church, and she's part of that. We have an anchor, and so I go around and do interims. And we have one of our life group members from Wednesday night. We teach online on Wednesday nights. And so Bonnie's here. She's checking out just to see if this is for real. This is for real. So these are things that should be done right here. So Cheryl and I made a trip to Arlington, Texas several years ago because we'd heard about this lady called Tilly Bergen. And Tilly was having an impact on Arlington, Texas like nobody we'd ever heard of. And she was being asked to come to different churches and different associations and different meetings to tell people what had happened because people were being saved every week. God was pouring out his favor. So Cheryl and I, we go out there, and we get there, and Tilly said, "Oh, it all started with a loaf of bread." And I thought, what kind of bread is that? You know, we won't say that. She said, "Well, Jesus is the bread of life." And it all started with a loaf of bread. What happened, Tilly and her husband Robert were missionaries in Seoul, Korea, and they came back because one of their children developed an amoeba, and they couldn't get all the help that they needed, so the International Mission Board brought them home. They never returned to the mission field, but they lived in the mission field and brought the mission field to Arlington, Texas. So the first thing that I want to tell you this morning is we have a great assignment. The assignment is to be salt and life. And Tilly discovered this by a grocery store offering to her and to her cadre of friends and people that were going to work with her to give away the bread that was left over. And so on Saturday mornings, Tilly and her friends would gather, they would get the bread, and they had prayed for an apartment complex because they felt like they could meet a lot of people in a small area and do it quickly. And so they would go to door, they'd knock on the door and say, "Hello, my name is Tilly, and I'm from First Baptist Church, Arlington, and we're out in the neighborhood today and making new friends, and we'd like to give you some bread." And maybe they had hot dog buns or hamburger buns or a loaf of bread. And they would give them to the people and with a pamphlet to tell them about what was going on. And we'd like for you to come and to know that we make a place for you in our Bible study and in our worship. Well, that worked pretty good for a while. And then Tilly kept getting this burden. Tilly was well known in Arlington because she had been kind of the personnel director for the school board, for the district. And she and her husband Robert had spoken in many of the clubs and things like that where they would invite in speakers. And so she was well known. So the church decided that they would hire Tilly. Oh. Be their salt and light. Did you catch what I said? Don't let that go over your head. You can't hire a pastor to do what you ought to do. And you can't hire somebody else to be your salt and light. Now, I'm not making fun of the church, but you know churches, if we can job it out. Am I getting a little close to home? Okay. Well, they hired Tilly to be the community's minister. They gave her a little closet. Yeah, literally, they cleaned out a closet to give to her. Didn't give her much money. But they hired the wrong person. She had a vision. She had vitality. And she had an assignment from God to be salt and light, and nothing was going to stop her. And so, now look, she was teaching on Sunday mornings at the church. She taught the single adult class. And you know, Classes are classes, right? Fun, fellowship, a little bit of a lesson. Look, the thing we've got to do is lift up Jesus more than anything else.
Amen.
So Tilly transitioned that class from a food and a fun and a fellowship class to a purpose class. And our purpose is to live out our Christianity 24/7. Now, not everybody studied. You know, it gets a little tense when you ask people for a commitment. So not everybody studied. But this one girl, Lauren, kind of took up with Tilly. Now, she's an independent spirit. But she took up with Tilly, and they would get together and talk and do things together. But they've got this assignment that Tilly keeps telling them, we're to be salt and light. And we can't be salt and light in a building. We have to be salt and light beyond the building. And so this is what happened right here, is that God intervenes and says, Tilly, this is your foundation. Listen to this. For no other foundation can any man lay than that which is Christ Jesus. So this is the great foundation. We got the great assignment, be salt and light. Now we got the great foundation. God's not going to give us an assignment if he doesn't give us a strategy and a foundation to build upon, okay? So the strategy is this. Be there when God is working. Where is God not working? I mean, think about that. God is always at work. And so Tilly says, we've got to learn to meet needs right here. We're going to build on this strategy of Jesus Christ being the cornerstone. We've got to build on that. And so the strategy became, let's see if we can get our class involved in reaching out to the community, excuse me, that we can actually be salt and light. Now, this is a new movement of God. We got the assignment, be salt and light. We got the foundation. The foundation is build on the Lord Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. And so, Friday afternoon, Tilly hadn't been there long. Friday afternoon, nobody works on Friday at the church. It was a day off. And so, Tilly and the janitor were the only two people in the building. Somebody comes and they knock on the door. And the janitor answers the door, and it's a lady that looks desperate. And she says, I just need to talk to somebody. Well, Tilly's the only one there, so he takes her over to the large closet that Tilly has. And the lady says, I need help. Well, now see, Tilly's going to be salt and light. Now, sometimes God will bring somebody to you for you to be salt and light right where your comfort zone is, okay? Understand that? Well, God brought this lady. I'm just going to call her Sarah. And she came in, and Tilly said, well, what can we do for you? And she says, I'm running from domestic abuse, and I need some help. My money has run out. This is as far as I could get, me and the two girls, the car. And we got an apartment, but we don't have any utilities. We don't have water. We don't have gas. We don't have electricity. We don't even have food. Can you help me be salt and light? Build it on the firm foundation. Can you help me? And Tilly says, absolutely, we can help you. And she said, let's talk about the utilities first. Give me the address. And you go back to the apartment, and I will come to the apartment with you Friday afternoon, late in the afternoon. How do you get gas and electricity and water turned on without jumping through all the hoops and waiting a week and filling out all the papers? Only the firm foundation can do something like that. See, he's in the miracle business.
Amen.
So Tilly, being known in town, having a great reputation, having worked with the school district, calls somebody she knows and says, can you move this through? We've got a lady who's desperate. Whoever that person was got the utilities turned on. Miracle number one, salt and light, stand and watch the miracles. Think about that. If we really got serious about being salt and light, don't you think God put more coincidences in our pathway?
Amen.
I do. And so here is salt and light. And so she goes home, and Tilly says, oh, she says she didn't have any groceries. Now listen to this, folks. She goes to the grocery store, and she buys all the necessities. And she thinks, now, if I was a teenage girl, what else would I want besides what I got in the bag? Oreos. And so she gets some Oreos, and she said, but I don't know if Oreos are the kids' favorite. So she gets some more. And then she gets some Cokes or drinks or whatever it is. She gets the extras because our firm foundation, the cornerstone, goes the second mile.
Amen.
Don't just give enough. Glorify your Father who's in heaven so that others will be drawn to Him. So we've got the great assignment, the great foundation, and the great commission. Multiply. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them, or baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And remember this, I am with you. So the Great Commission is this. Let's do some multiplication. So Tilly takes the groceries. She gets in there. She unpacks them. And everybody's happy. I mean, there was just a genuine spirit of joy that was going on. And Tilly is sitting there, and she's visiting with Sarah. And she says, Sarah, do you mind, you and I are going to be great friends. Do you mind if Sunday morning you open up your front door and invite your neighbors to come into a Bible study? And say, I don't know anybody. I don't know my neighbors. I'm running. I'm hiding. And Tilly says, it's going to be okay. I'm going to take care of it. All I'm asking you to do is open up the front door. Let some people come in, sit on the couch, sit around the table. It may just be two or three. I'll go invite your neighbors for you if you will allow us to use your apartment. Well, when somebody gives you something, you want to give something back, right? Mm-hmm. She said, okay. Tilly said, I'll bring donuts, I'll bring coffee, I'll bring Cokes, I'll bring some things. Well, the girls like that. When they, okay, Sunday morning, we know what's coming. So Tilly went door to door, and she said, Sarah, is 10 o'clock good? Yeah. So she just invited the neighbors to come to Sarah's house at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. And I think there were about two or three that came on that Sunday morning. But see, Tilly, I already told you, she teaches a young adult Sunday school class. Well, then who's going to teach this class? Remember I mentioned the girl, Lauren, who had become her friend, who had an independent spirit? And so she calls up Lauren, and she says, Lauren, I don't want you to come to Sunday school Sunday. She said, hallelujah, that's good news. But there's got to be some catch to it. And she said, yeah. She said, I want you to go over, gave her the address, and I want you to teach a Sunday school lesson. She said, nope, I'm not a teacher. And Tilly said, yes, you are a teacher. And Lauren said, I'm telling you, Tilly, I'm not going to do it. She said, I'm telling you, Lauren, you're going to do it. She said, well, if I did it, what would I teach? John 3:16. That's what Tilly said. She said, you know that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And Lauren said, I don't know how to do that. She said, well, this is what you do, Lauren. You go over there at 10 o'clock. I'm going to have the donuts, the coffee, and all the other stuff over there. You get there, and you wait for some people. Some of the neighbors come. If nobody comes, you're still going to teach the lesson to the family, okay? And you just teach them what you think John 3:16 means. Now, that's a little dangerous. But she saw that Lauren was a sleeping giant. Lauren, I said she had an independent spirit. She's not going to do anything she's not prepared for. She's got to be a little discerning in this. So Lauren goes, and she teaches the lesson for about 10 minutes. That's all she knew to do. And she said, I'm glad that's behind me. So she calls Tilly afterwards, and they sit down, they talk. And Tilly said, well, you got to go back next week and do the same thing. And she said, I don't have anything else to teach. And she said, it's okay, it's okay. Just teach what you didn't teach about John 3:16. Do you see what Tilly is doing? This is a great strategy for people. Just go a little bit deeper with what you taught last week. Y'all heard this sermon before. Okay? I'm telling you to go deeper. Listen to what God is prompting your heart with your assignment from God. Be salt and light with the foundation that came from God. He is our cornerstone with the Great Commission that He says, let's multiply this thing. And Lauren is part of the multiplication so that she's now in training secretly. Don't tell anybody. She's in training to be a leader. And she's going to become a dynamic leader. Why? Because Tilly saw a sleeping giant and took a risk. And God's taking a risk on us, right?
Amen.
Well, all this begins to come together with the Great Commission and multiplying. Now, it became a regular Sunday morning place. It became a success, is what I'm telling you. Not a big thing, but Lauren was going. She was teaching. Of course, she learned to teach other things. And people in the apartment complex were coming because Saturday they went over there and they gave out bread and they invited people. And they liked the donuts. They liked the coffee. Whatever it takes to get them there. And then give them the bread of life is what you do. And so the church was pleased. And the community began to realize something is going on. And when something is going on, there's this great hope that rises up. See, this is the scripture. To them, God, this is Colossians 1:27. To them, God had chosen to make known among the Gentiles. People who are not like you, to God wants to make known among the Gentiles. People who are not like you, the glorious riches of the mystery in, which is in Christ, the hope of glory. This is the great hope right here. The Messiah has come. The Messiah has risen. The Messiah gives liberty to those that are in bondage. He gives love. He gives compassion. He gives generosity. He's the Messiah is the giver for whosoever will may come. That's what this is. And so Lauren steps out of the crowd now. She's no longer just a part of the singles ministry. She really, God has done something in her heart to awaken the sleeping giant that's been there for years. And she's ready to move on. But when you start moving on and the community knows what's happening, there's somebody else who knows what's happening. The enemy. And he pushes back. The next point to this is the great prayers. If you're going to do anything, you've got to have great prayers. Now, you know one of the greatest prayers that there is. It's the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lauren and Tilly started praying, Lord, your will be done in Arlington. Thy kingdom come in Arlington. Would you just take that little simple prayer and start praying, Thy kingdom come in Neptune Beach, Atlantic Beach, Jacksonville Beach. Thy will be done in Jacksonville Beach, Jacksonville city limits, Duval County, whatever it is. That's a simple prayer, but I'm telling you, it's the most dynamic prayer that you can pray because it's powerful. It pushes back the strongholds that Satan has built up. And we've got to move forward. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come. Out of all of that, something unbelievable happened. A couple of doctors in the church decided that they wanted to do what Tilly was doing. By now, Tilly had gone to other apartment complexes and volunteered some people to come. She'd get some young people to come in the afternoons and play basketball over there. She got some people who were tutors that would come, and they would tutor the kids, and the kids' grades were going up. And as the kids' grades went up, and as they played basketball, and as these people hung around and picked up trash off of the apartment complexes and made friends with the people that lived there, the crime in the apartment complexes went down. Oh, the assignment was to be salt and light. There is a payoff for salt and light. Crime goes down. Ooh, do we need that? Absolutely. And so these people started hanging out. A couple of doctors heard that what Tilly was doing. They started doing it with Tilly. A couple of lawyers did. And the doctor said, Tilly, you know, we give you a day a week. If you had a place in the clinic, we'll give you a day a week. She opened up a clinic. Benefactors started giving. The lawyers started doing legal work for the homeless. And what was happening, she opened up a day shelter for the women who were abused. I mean, an overnight shelter for the women that were being abused and for their children, and providing safety and security. She opened up a day shelter for the men. They could come and they could get their showers. They could get clean clothes. They learned how to interview for jobs, and she provided a telephone for them to use and address so that when they applied for a job, they could get called back, they could get an address here. And the whole thing just began like a snowball. It just kept coming together because there's an assignment that we have, the great assignment, be salt and light. There's a foundation built upon the cornerstone. There's a great commission, multiply leaders, multiply disciples, multiply workers, multiply impact is what it is. There's a great hope, step out of the crowd like Lauren stepped out. There are great prayers to push back the strongholds that Satan has put up before us, but there's a great source. The great source, you know who this is. It's the Holy Spirit of God. In Colossians it says this. That's Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. You know, we got to stop complaining, don't we? Mm-hmm. We have all these entitlements and we gripe. I don't know any place else in the world that has life as good as we have it. I don't. When I say we, I'm talking about Christians, and I'm talking about living in the United States of America. We are blessed and we gripe because we're not pushing back Satan in our own lives. We've let him build up a stronghold that I deserve more. The people that Tilly was ministering to, they were grateful for everything. Everything. So this great source is reach out in the spirit of love. Reach out in the spirit of joy. Now this next one, let's just cross through it. Let's don't pay attention to it. Reach out with patience. You know what happens when you pray for patience, don't you? You don't have to pray for it. You can drive on Butler Boulevard, and it'll test your patience. But if you pray for patience, you won't get tested. But you reach out to be a helper. You reach out in patience because people need us, and we need the Holy Spirit in us. And here's the next thing that I want to say to you. There's a great responsibility. You have heard that you're supposed to be salt and light. But did it hit your heart yet? You heard it. But did it hit home? Did it get out the head into the heart? You know why teachers give tests? To get it out of the head so it can be used. Well, I want to give you a test. Why be salt and light? Why? I love the Message interpretation or version, whatever you want to call it, of the Scriptures. I need to read to you the why out of the Message. The exact Scriptures that we've read here, Matthew chapter 5, 13, this is what it says in the Message. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning to bring out the God flavors. When you gripe, what kind of flavor do you bring out? Something like liver. So bring out the God. You know what God flavors are, don't you? It's aisle 13 at the Publix right down here. It's the ice cream aisle. Now check me out. It is aisle 13 down there. That's where I hang out. Not anymore. I think I've fallen into a stronghold that's lapping over. Let me move on here. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be salt seasoning to bring out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and you'll end up on the garbage heap. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think that I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you on a hilltop, let your light shine. That's what God is saying right here. Keep open house. Be generous and with your lives. By opening up to others, you will prompt people to open up to God, the generous Father in heaven.
Amen.
Why are you here? To be God flavors.
Yes.
To be God colors. Get out of the darkness of griping, grumbling, murmuring, and complaining. And let's move forward. Oh, there's one more though. One more. See, the great responsibility is to make this personal. But there is the great giveaway. Do you know what the great giveaway is? It's the mercy of God. It's the gift of God. It's the grace of God. It's the love of God. It's heaven. That's the great giveaway. But how do you do that? 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, He's the faithful God. If we confess our sin, He is faithful to forgive us of our sin and to what? Cleanse. The amazing word is, I love this. I love this. I just want to be able to take it all in. He is able to purify. That's bleach.
Amen.
He's able to bleach it out. I mean, folks, think about this. Our sin has consequences. Separation from God. Get real, it's hell. Our confession of sin has good consequences. Heaven. Where do you want to hang out? I mean, there's really a choice here. What is this? This wonderful giveaway. Here's the best part of it. The Great Commission. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And what? What? What's the last? And I am with you on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. No. I'm going to give you a homework assignment. You've got to do this. This is your homework. I want you to meditate for the next couple of days on I am with you always.
Amen.
Go to sleep thinking about that. Get up in the morning thinking about that. When you eat lunch, think about that. Eat breakfast. Do something, but think about I am with you, Neptune Beach. I am with you, Neptune Baptist. I am with you, whatever street you live on. I've got your address, I've got your telephone number, and I've been watching your Facebook.
Yes.
You think you're getting away with stuff? I tell you, there's some nasty stuff out there, and I don't even have a fast Facebook account. You know why? Because somebody hacked me. But I'm telling you, folks, your assignment is to be salt and light and to meditate on I am with you always.
Amen.
Maybe some of you kind of drifted off center. You need to get back. You need to come back to the firm foundation. You need to come back to the hope. You need to come back to the multiplication that God wants to use you. Here's the last part of the story. Tilly's salt and light got so contagious. And First Baptist Church, Arlington, is a large church, one of our largest. So Tilly was so successful, she was running more people off campus on Sunday morning than they were running on campus. Because see, all these little apartment rooms that opened their doors for donuts and coffee and people to come in, they came because somebody was salt and light. They didn't come for a great theological statement. They came because somebody loved them. They came for the great giveaway. Love, mercy, gentleness, acceptance. They came because the Spirit of God was possessing the people of God in a stronghold of Satan. Does that balance with you? Here's your commission. Try being salt and light this week. Let God loose. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this is the great giveaway. If we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Purify us. Just come and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin. I open up my life and ask you to come in and save me and make me the kind of person you want me to be and help me get out of these strongholds that are built up in my life. And then remember, I am with you always. I'll help you with the strongholds. I'll help you get out. Let's not put God on hold during these days of being in between pastors. Let's make it salty around here.
Amen.
The God flavors. Let's make it light around here. The God colors. Father, I bow before you right now, thanking you that you called us to be salt and light. Would you get us out of our comfort zone and help us to step out? Just wait out a little bit to see how you're working. And would you change lives? And that people would be saved. Would you change a community because a church, Christian people, decided that they would believe you and be salt and light? Would you change the God colors of Neptune Beach, Atlantic Beach, Jacks Beach, everything around us? Would you change the God flavors around us? You said where you are lifted up, you will draw all people unto you. God, please draw. Please draw in these moments. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe some of you have been watching online. We'd like to know if you prayed to receive Jesus Christ today. Just make a comment online. Anybody that can make a telephone call to the office, we want to know about your commitment. We want to help you be part of a successful Christian life. Let's grow together deeper with the Lord Jesus.